Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live on Memorial Drive in Atlanta. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. I'm sorry, there's so much going on here at Publix that I was distracted. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to talk now.
It's like a carnival around here.
I know. Hey. There's so much happening. We're going to talk about the Falcons in a second, but what is the beverage you are sipping on over
okay,
there, Mike?
I got to give Christina a shout out. She's from Celsius. It is a fizz-free dragon fruit lime. Now, I accidentally called it Dragonfly a minute ago. A fizz-free dragon fruit lime is absolutely delicious. So shout out to Christina for getting that hooked up. It's got me. The vibes are high, you know, and I feel good right now. So
a Celsius will always cure. If you're a little bit sleepy, a Celsius will help you out.
I wasn't sure, and I asked her. I said, "What's the best flavor?" And she absolutely delivered. So this is I'm enjoying that. That's a really, really good Celsius flavor.
Well, and I'm trying right now the Boar's Head French Vanilla Hummus. So it's like a dessert hummus. These are legit if you have a sweet tooth, but you don't want like the insane calories.
Add that to the Thanksgiving list is what you're saying? You
yes.
know what I mean? If you don't
yes.
want to get the itis after dinner?
Yeah. But okay. They mixed it with graham crackers and strawberries. It's absolutely refreshing. Turn it into a breakfast treat. Bo, are you trying anything over there?
I tried what you just talked about.
Okay.
I just had the whole little little cup. It was very good. It's very good.
It's a cute little dish. Well, if you want to come out and try some samples with us today, we're at the Publix on Memorial Drive at Madison Yards. We're going to be out here until 9 a.m. indulging in everything. We would love to see you. You cannot miss us. Jazz is here. He literally built a stage for us to broadcast from today.
Also, the polar bear was just here.
That's true.
The Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola polar bear just walked in a minute ago. So, yeah, if you can't see us, I'm sure you can see you know, the 8-foot polar bear walking around.
Just follow the polar bear. You will find us. All right, this weekend, the Falcons will take on the Saints in New Orleans. Kickoff is at 4:25. Make sure to catch Mike and Bo here on the pregame. That kicks off at 2. I do want to play this audio from Raheem Morris. He was talking the other day to the media about what to expect from the Saints.
You know, obviously we don't like them, like you just said. I mean, that's there's no secret there. A bunch of people you respect.
Sure.
You know, obviously, just based on everything they've done, done a nice job with the new coaching staff. They've been able to go out there and really build things the right way and get guys going on. And, you know, the young quarterback is playing well or getting better, I should say, and that's a big process of it as well. The defense got some savvy vets on it that's been out there, and they've been coached by Brandon Staley, so we know that defense well, and some of the people over there coaching that defense got respect for those guys. They're going to come in and want to play. We're going to go there, and we got to play. And we don't like them, and it's no secret.
So that is from Dukes and Bell the other day when Raheem Morris did his exclusive interview with them. Bo, is there any rivalry bigger than this?
Not for us.
Yeah.
I think it's secretly and quietly one of the greatest NFL rivalries there is, and it's actually become a better rivalry. See, the thing is that when the divisions change, a lot of teams change kind of rivals, and we used to play in that division with the Rams and the 49ers and the Saints, and the Saints is the one we kept, and they kept us, and then, you know, I don't make light of it because it was a horrific thing, but when Katrina happened, a lot of people from New Orleans were taken in by people in Atlanta. And if you're in New Orleans, you're not anything but a Saints fan. And so it kind of grew the rivalry a little bit just because of the interactions with the people in the city. And it's been, I mean, ever since I've been covering the team, it has been so strong. And when you go down there, you know, when we were traveling commercially for the year after COVID, we would fly commercial, right? Because of COVID restrictions, still the team was really restricted on the team flight. And our hotel was walking distance. And you're not getting an Uber out of the Superdome after the game. And Arch and I walked down the street with all of our Falcons gear. We won the game, by the way.
Dang.
But walking down the street, and I was like, yeah, you think we're going to run into any problems with drunk Saint fans? Because it's great, and there's a lot of respect, too. It's not like going to Philadelphia where they throw things at you leaving the game, and it's kind of a crap show, and there's a lot of hostility. There's respect.
Why'd you clear your throat?
Because you
have a guilty conscience, Dylan. I don't think he's talking about you.
I mean – yeah, Dylan. I mean, I could have been talking about anybody. I was really talking about Simone. I know she listens a lot. I know she's a P1.
There you go.
But the reality – Simone is Dylan's girlfriend, by the way. But the reality is it's very respectful in a lot of ways, but it's heated. And it's a 325 local for them, but 425. I use this term because it's true. They're going to be all lubed up. They're going to be down there, gassed up, ready to go. And when I mean gassed, I mean it is booze central down there. And it, I don't throw the records out. It is huge rivalry. Also, real quick, Mike, I was listening to Raheem talk, and he said, "There's a lot of people we know over there, but we don't like them right now."
Yeah.
Jahari Evans is one of their O-line coaches.
Dude, Jahari Evans was an absolute
beast.
Isn't
that crazy, though?
He was an absolute beast.
But it feels like he was just playing.
I know. And you know what's crazy? I was looking down their list. You know, Scott Linehan is one of their offensive assistants.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a name to have in your corner as a quote-unquote offensive assistant, the guy that was the head coach for the Rams.
I
mean, that's pretty crazy.
Well,
so,
Chase Haslett, which is Haslett, one of Haslett's kids.
Jim's son.
Scott Tolzien is the quarterback's coach.
Yeah.
Like, they've got names all over the staff that Kellen Moore has brought in. And look, none of that makes you good coaches. I mean, just because you played at a high level doesn't mean you're a good coach. It doesn't mean you're not, though. It's just funny the names that you see over there now.
It is interesting, too, because you brought up Mike Kafka the other day, and we've talked about Keller show, and Scott Tolzien is the same way. He was the quarterback for Wisconsin when I was in college, and they're all those guys are kind of the same age and the same mold quarterback when you talk about guys that have come on to be good coaches. It is interesting, too, and I see this rivalry a little bit different. I got drafted into Falcon fandom. I've talked about this before a little bit. I didn't really necessarily grow up a huge NFL fan, but being from Florida, there's kind of a crossing of fandoms down there, right? When I was at Alabama, it's crazy. It's like half Alabama fans are Falcons fans and half of them are Saints fans. Mm. And then the year after I left, my first year in Atlanta, you had a draft where Julio Jones gets drafted to the Falcons, but do you know who got drafted to the Saints?
Was that Mike Evans here?
It's Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram, who got drafted to the New Orleans Saints that same season that Julio got drafted here. And they were both first-rounders, and there was just Bama fans just completely split on how to feel about the entire situation. So,
oh, yeah, Ingram was a sophomore when he won the Heisman, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yep. Both of them left after their junior year, and they're still good friends to this day, which was interesting. So
Mark does a good job on Fox.
No, Mark's good.
He grew on me a little bit, but I really like him on that show.
He's got really good energy, and he's allowed to say things as a Bama guy that probably other people are not, like Greg McElroy, cough, cough.
Yeah.
Somebody said, "Can you believe they're ranked behind Notre Dame?" And he was like, "After the way they played against Oklahoma, they're lucky to be ranked at all." I was like, "God, dog." But anyways, man, back to the Saints thing. I think that this becomes – a fun matchup for a lot of different reasons. It just stinks, and I said this yesterday, it stinks that I feel like they have pretty much proclaimed the rebuild, and we did not, and said we're going for the playoffs, and we feel like we're in the same scenario, and we're actually not favored in this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and that was years ago when we didn't do it. But they still, I will say this, they still have not cut bait with some of the cap hits they have. Like, they are still doing what they can to get under the cap. And so that's still interesting to me that they haven't hit the straight reset button on that.
Yeah.
I have a question as far as the player perspective on this rivalry, Mike. I mean, because fans, obviously, it is heated. As far as, like, the locker, is it as big in the locker room for the Falcons as it is for the fans?
You know, that's a tough question. I think that there are certain players that are long tenured here in New Orleans. And I think I bring up Matt Ryan and Cam Jordan all the time. They have that playful kind of thing. Cam Jordan does his podcast, even though he still plays. And I think he gifted Matt Ryan a painting the other day of sacking Matt Ryan. And I think for long tenured players, yes, I think that they have that feel. But I say this all the time. If you're not one of the top five guys on a roster and an NFL rivalry probably doesn't mean as much because I can't tell you the amount of players that have been cut from there and signed here or cut from here and signed there. Curtis, it happened with Curtis Lofton when I was playing. Like, it was kind of a big deal. So that's just how it happens in NFL circles. And unfortunately, it's getting to be more and more like that college because you have so many people that transfer now. It used to be when you signed onto a college program, it was like, dude, I bleed these colors.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of becoming more NFL-like. But, yeah, I mean, obviously you have those feelings. It's more about how the fans react towards you in those situations. Like when you travel down to New Orleans and Saints fans see you, the words are not very kind. And so that kind of builds up a little bit of, you know, of your sentiment towards that fan base. But, no, I don't think it's quite as big for the players in the NFL as it is for the fans.
But Justin Reed's already playing into it. He made comments about 28-3, which I – whatever, dude. I tell you one guy that, well, on their side, you mentioned Cam. DeMario Davis seems to know when he plays us every year, and so does Pete Werner. And Taysom Hill definitely knows because that guy has career days against us every year. Dude, I did some research on him. His numbers are wild. Like, you look at it against us alone, he's got almost 500 yards rushing with 6 touchdowns. He's got a receiving touchdown. Oh, and by the way,
ding,
as a quarterback, he's got over 700 yards passing and 4 touchdown passes as a quarterback. So his numbers against us are they're nauseating, and infuriating. Find a word and throw it in there. But a guy that doesn't, Allie, two guys that don't forget about this rivalry, David Onyemata, who came from there, but Caden Ellis is the one for me because I'm not saying they said this, but basically they told Caden he wasn't a starter there, and I think it's worked out for him pretty well here so far.
Yeah, and those that goes to exactly what I'm talking about. You don't know when you'll be signed and when you'll go certain places, and there's names like that up and down the list, you know, between these two teams over the years. But Yeah, those are two pretty prime examples.
Well, we're going to continue to preview this Falcons-Saints matchup. We have Dave Archer joining us at 8:20 as well to talk about it. But tomorrow, from noon to 2, you can join me at Kia Mall of Georgia as we get ready for Sunday's game. One lucky fan is going to win the ultimate tailgate kit. That's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand, Yeti cooler, and another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming Falcons game.
I got a question.
Yes.
I was just asked, are polar bears eligible to win that?
Polar bears, absolutely. Okay. Can win the ultimate tailgate kit or the Falcons tickets. The seats might be a little bit small, though.
I want to be in that polar bear suit. You can't help but smile at a polar bear.
Dude, you can't fit in that polar bear suit.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
That's how I used to be a mascot in fifth grade. I was a school mascot.
That is not surprising
at all.
It isn't. You were also Phil the Bucket, weren't you?
I was going to say, aren't they looking for a new Freeze?
And want to race.
That's right.
I could beat the Freeze.
Get Dylan to beat the Freeze.
No Freeze.
We'll see. Yeah, right now there's no current Freeze, so you could go try
out. He's coaching at McEachern High School. I don't know if y'all saw that. It's pretty crazy. He is.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I know. It's pretty awesome.
They
call him Coach Freeze.
Oh.
I know. It's so good.
Baby, be careful. That might end up in a hospital bed on the cell phone calling place.
Well, coming up, Lane literally just tweeted out his latest cryptic tweet that is going to get everyone talking. We'll also preview some college football matchups for this weekend, and we got my Mac drop. It's a game. Surprise, surprise. Today's game is play or nay. That's next with the morning shift live from Publix at Madison Yards on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.